It is time. Jenny Black has the unenviable position of following the commissioner, which was an incredible.
I can't live up to that. Sorry.
So we're not going to try to compete. We're just going to be different. So Jenny Black, I am absolutely thrilled to have her here. She's a managing director in Citrin Cooperman's National Tax Office, and she's the practice leader of the tax procedure and controversy practice. Jenny has over two decades of combined legal and accounting experience.
That really makes me sound old, just so you know.
Two decades. I'll say it again, just for everyone. But really, prior to joining Citrin Cooperman, Jenny was senior counsel for the IRS, Office of Chief Counsel in the Procedure and Administration Division. And Jenny served as the primary resource for both BBA and TEFRA matters and was one of the primary authors of the BBA regulations. And by primary author, I mean we mean primary author. This is somebody I got to know by asking questions, calling. She will give anybody her direct line when she was with the government. And so if you have BBA questions, this is the panel to ask them. She can, as you can see, she doesn't even bring notes, but she can field pretty much any BBA question off the top of her head. So please feel free to come to the microphones and ask a question. Okay, with that, I want to go ahead and get started. So I'll turn it over to Jenny. I'm sitting up here because I'm going to lobber some hypotheticals and questions as we go, but this is really the Jenny show.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks to the University of Texas for inviting me. I've had a great time here. I always have a great time when I come to Texas. So let's just talk BBA.
Although she is wearing Georgia red. So.
Well, it was not intentional. I don't follow sports, so I had no idea. BBA applies to all partnerships beginning on or at, tax years beginning on or after January 1st, 2018. Just so we are all in the same place. So I've put in the slides the BBA roadmap that the IRS put out. I like this because it has the form and letter numbers on it. But I have a simple version later on in the slides. But I love this just because it's got the whole process in there and it's got all the letter numbers on it. I use that all the time for the letter numbers.
Yeah. So I must confess, while this is very busy looking and very patriotic, I also put it in a slide deck, and one of my partners said, "Oh, Lee, it's too busy." And then she had a question about something, and I'm like, "Look at that handy dandy chart," and she found the answer. So while it's busy, it is very a helpful resource.
Yeah, it is. So BBA applies to, we talked about it applies to partnerships that January 1st, 2018, but it applies to things called partnership related items. What's a PRI? Well, it's any item or amount with respect to the partnership that is theoretically relevant to determining the tax liability of any person under Chapter 1. And this can be really broken down into two bright line steps. One, is it on the partnership return, required to be on the partnership return, or required to be maintained in the partnership's books and records? And two, can it impact Chapter 1 liability under the code? If it meets both of those criteria, it's a PRI and it's covered by BBA. I will say that I'm only aware of two items on the 1065 that are not PRIs, and that happens to be withholding, like a partnership was withheld against. And there's apparently something on line 20C, I don't remember the code, Y or something like that, that deals entirely with NIIT. But those are the only two that I'm aware of. Everything else is a PRI. I mean, think about it. We report things on tax returns for tax purposes. So that's, and usually the 1065 is associated with Chapter 1. So pretty much anything on that 1065 is going to be a PRI.
And this is a nice contrast from TEFRA, where TEFRA had, it didn't quite have such a broad definition, and there was a lot of litigation about what's in or what's out. And so with this definition, I think it's pretty clear that almost everything's in.
Right.
So it avoids some of that uncertainty we had with the prior partnership audit regime.
And you heard Lee talk yesterday about how people are still debating what's a partnership item under TEFRA. I have strong feelings.
Which Jenny does have strong feelings about that. We won't get into it because it's TEFRA, but you can ask her afterwards for her opinion. She's not shy.
Not at all. I included some examples here of PRIs. You can see that they're generally things on the partnership return. I'm trying to cover the PRIs and a couple topics relatively quickly so we can just level set so that we can get into the stuff I know you really want to hear about. partnership representative. I have the great and all-powerful Oz picture there.
Very timely with Wicked's release.
And that was not intentional also. It was not even.
But I know. Well, I was looking back, and you know, obviously Jenny had submitted these slides months ago. And then when I looked through them recently, I thought, oh, wow, did she know Wicked was coming out? It's just so, it's very on.